Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Fear of death has palpably gripped human sensibilities since our understanding of the concept. But William O. Stevens, professor of philosophy at Creighton University, explains why Stoic philosophers do not share that fear.
One of the greatest Stoic teachers in antiquity was an ex-slave named Epictetus. His teachings were preserved by his student Arian in the Discourses and the Handbook. Stoics like Epictetus taught that in order to be happy, one had to free one's mind from all baseless fears, the greatest of such fears being the fear of death. Although Stoics believed that death marks the end of a person's identity, Epictetus viewed the death of a human being not as a kind of annihilation, but as the transformation and recycling of a person's body and soul back into the constituent elements from which they originated. He conceived of life and death as reciprocal phases of a cosmic pattern, the whole of which is rational and inevitable. Thus, he taught that death is a change necessitated by the cosmos and nothing tragic or terrible. Epictetus also taught that the door is open. We cannot be trapped in circumstances we judge to be intolerable, since we are always free to exit life. Death can thus be seen as a welcome refuge, because we need never feel imprisoned by life. Epictetus regarded this thought as a comforting reminder that strengthens our ability to overcome challenges without complaining about them. So long as a person's life can be put to good use, Epictetus thought it right for him to sustain his life. But when the conditions for the possibility of fruitful action are permanently lost, Epictetus judged escape through the open door to be legitimate. He thought that the epitome of all human evils stems from the fear of death, which often drives people to do wicked, shameful things. Stoics, in contrast, are liberated from the fear of death, and so free to pursue good, happy lives fearlessly.
That was William O. Stevens of Creighton University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. Where so many